Sorry, you cut out for a second.
That's, you see my enemies now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're practicing. We're practicing this, whatever it is right now, is good enough. And you're practicing correctly up to the point that, yeah, you've got satisfaction, but it's not enough. It's not good enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the thought that comes after. And that thought now has become unwholesome. See how quickly and easily unwholesome thoughts come in. And so we have to be on guard for, oh, that's just another wholesome, unwholesome thought. Aha, I see you, Myra. Let me go back and become satisfied again. It's a very subtle point that people begin to practice, say good results, but they're wanting more. And partly because you have been lied to. Your society, and especially your religions and all of those Dhamma teachers, have been lying to you. And maybe not directly, maybe they're indirectly lying in the sense that they're repeating stuff that they heard that were lies without recognizing that they were lies. An example of that is, what is enlightenment? Ooh, it's way up there someplace. And I don't have it yet. But the reality is that, yes, you do. You're just not satisfied with it. Because you think it's way up there. You've been lied to. It's not way up there. Here it is. There's nothing more. Can you be satisfied with nothing more? There's nothing much to it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, I think it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Once you begin to see the sense of it, that you've been lied to, that in fact you're lying to yourself, you've got your own delusions about whatever I've got now could be better. And so you're practicing, in that point, disappointment. And what we're practicing here is being satisfied, not being disappointed. Because if you practice being disappointed in the sense of, yeah, this is satisfying, but it's not enough satisfaction, I want the really good stuff, then you'll go the rest of your life practicing, oh, this is not good enough, I want the really good stuff. So let's practice correctly. Let's practice, this is the good stuff. This is all there is. Wow, I can really dig this. This is enlightenment. This is good enough. And your satisfaction will grow. Just like somebody practicing as a musical instrument and keeps practicing and keeps practicing, will get better at it. But if they buy a piano and buy a bunch of books and take lessons from the teacher, and then they spend all their time practicing using a hammer on the piano,
it won't work.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing, is instead of practicing the piano, you're beating it. You're taking a hammer to it. Oh, this is not good enough. So instead of practicing, this is not good enough, I want more, start to practice, this is good enough. This is all I need. And pretty soon that will start to grow as a skill, so that no matter what comes by, it's good enough. And
okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll keep. I think the issue was I was clinging on to this feeling of wanting things to be better and that pleasant sensations. but I just need to focus on, or just need to remind myself that be satisfied in the moment, because I am satisfied.
Because it is satisfactory.
Yep.
We experience reality through our senses. We experience reality through our body. Can we experience reality also with the mind? Can we experience reality with our feelings? Can we experience reality with our attitude?
What do you mean by that? Like experiencing?
Well, you're experiencing reality, but your attitude is, this is not good enough. So change your attitude into, this is reality and it is good enough.
Okay.
Is it good enough?
Yeah.
Is reality good enough? Because that's all you're ever going to get is reality. That plus stuff you make up that makes you dissatisfied with reality. When you stay with reality, then everything's okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So is that all there is to the practice, just being satisfied with reality and what we have?
Yes. And when you change your attitude about reality, then it gets better and better, because it's your attitude that's getting better and better about reality. Until you get that hot diggity dog, this is real. Wow, I've got reality. Isn't that amazing? And that is a change of your attitude.
Okay, I think that makes a lot of sense.
So start to change your attitude about, this is it. This is good enough. Wow, this is fine. I can dig this. This is enough. Everything is all right. Everything is okay.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Well, you go practice some more and then call me again. But you practice correctly. Practice being satisfied. This is good enough.
Okay.
Let that satisfaction grow. Right now, your satisfaction is just a seed. It's going to become a tree. But if you keep taking a hammer to that seed, because it ain't good enough, it's not a tree yet. And all you've got is a mashed seed. And that's all you'll ever have, is a mashed seed.
All right. Thank you.
So nurture it. Nurture yourself. Nurture, let it grow. This is good enough. And your satisfaction with reality will start to grow.
Okay, I'll go okay. Do that.
All right, excellent. Well, we'll see you later then.
Thank you so much again.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.